Welcome to Scary Storytime by Spooky Boo. www.scarystorytime.com. We've all heard the stories. Ghosts living in mirrors, Bloody Mary, or other ghouls that can occupy the looking glass. Sometimes it's just a stroke of bad luck. Other times it's saying the right phrase to summon them. Urban legends are rife with the stuff. Not too long ago, I scoffed, just as others did, that some sort of boogeyman could be in my mirror, until I found out that it does exist, and it's not a legend. I recently moved into my own place after a hellish divorce that saw most of my belongings going into the possession of my ex-wife. It wasn't a big house like I had once shared with her, but it was cozy, and before long I filled it with cast-offs and other random bits of furniture from yard sales. The one weird thing my place came with was this built-in wall mirror in the only bedroom in the house. It had some cracks and age spots, but was in decent enough repair to not draw much attention upon first inspection. I didn't even really notice anything was awry until I had comfortably broken in my new home. Now it's weird when you find something moved from the place you thought it was previously. I've been known for losing keys while holding them, so I never really chalked up my stuff moving around to something unnatural and more to me being forgetful. It didn't occur much either, so whenever it did happen, I never gave it a second thought. One night, however, I was up later than usual. I became fascinated with some article a friend posted on their blog, and before long, I was sucked down a rabbit hole of random articles and up well past my normal bedtime. Yawning and closing up my laptop, I looked at the mirror and noticed something strange. The color of my shirt was a little off. I figured it must have been exhaustion playing games with my already terrible eyesight, and went to switch my lamp off until I noticed something else in my reflection. I only saw it out of the corner of my eye, but I could have sworn the lamp looked a little different. Had the shade always been a lacy pattern? I quickly looked back at my own lamp and saw the pattern was indeed lacy. Another instance of forgetfulness, I mused, and thought nothing more as I switched the lamp off and went to bed. I should also mention that my new place was also notorious for the odd creak in the middle of the night. Houses, apartments, or really any building will always have those groans and noises as they settle. While it took me a while to become accustomed to sleeping with the odd noise, I became aware of the pattern and soon was able to write off any noise that I heard. Tonight, though, a new noise made its debut, and it was coming from somewhere near that damnably big mirror. I leaned over and turned the light on and was greeted with a chilling sight, a shadow in the mirror. I froze and wished desperately for my eyes to adjust quickly so I could write this off as some sort of sleep-induced hoax, but that shadow lingered longer than what it should have. Before it vanished, the shadow was hovering closer to my prone reflection in the mirror. This kept me up for the rest of the night, no matter what lie I told myself or what lights I kept on. Sleep finally claimed me, and before I knew it, dawn had guaranteed another day from whatever happened the night before. After racking my brain, I convinced myself that I must have dreamt the whole ordeal and simply used whatever obscure article I read as nightmare fuel. It wasn't until a few nights later that my lies would go up in smoke as I finally caught a glimpse of the truth. I was up late again watching videos on my laptop, when again I noticed something happening in my mirror. My bedspread had a different hue than what I had remembered. I looked down at my comforter and sure enough the mirror and the real thing matched up. So I figured I was once again exhausted and becoming delusional when it finally happened. As I was closing up my laptop, I saw the shadow that had terrified me from the night before near the corner of my mirror. It was hovering in my reflection, and I was too focused on that strange phenomenon to notice something more horrifying happening to my own reflection. As I started to move towards my door, my reflection moved away and closer towards the shadow. I froze, and my reflection was quick to copy my sudden halt. I slowly looked at what I had hoped was just some nightmarish dreamscape, and soon I'll startle awake when my reflection's head turned at what I can only describe as horrifyingly unrealistic towards the shadow while I was still looking at my own reflection. The next sequence of events happened so quickly that I barely had time to think. The shadow started hovering closer to my reflection, like it did the night before. But now my own reflection was reaching out to it, much as how a child reaches out for its mother. As soon as my mirror self touched the shadow, a new discrepancy appeared in the reflection that I was sure was not there before. My laptop was no longer sitting next to my pillow where I had placed it, but was now at the foot of my bed. As the change happened, something happened to my mirror self. The angle of the neck had now become unsettling. It was hard to figure out what had happened until it looked back at me dead in the eye and made me lose any sanity I had left and bolt out of the room in terror. It had no eyes to speak of, while the head hung crookedly like it was attempting to free itself from its torso. I live in terror of that mirror and of my own house. It had been changing things slowly but surely while I slept. But it knows I'm aware of the changes now, and things are becoming more alien to me at an increased rate. Doors and hallways are no longer the same length or placement, and I swear I can see some shadow out of the corner of my eye. If I have any hope left of keeping my original self, I need to destroy that mirror before it's too late. The shadow keeps hovering closer, and I'm afraid to touch it for fear that it will summon that terrifying reflection I had witnessed hours before. Adrenaline and terror keeps me moving and dodging that obscure shadow, though as I rounded the corner back into my room, I stopped cold. The changes the shadow wrought made the room now dominated by the mirror. I saw my reflection, or rather a version of my reflection, tied to a chair, while that ghoulish reflection from before was toying with something. Before long, it produced what looked like a pair of scissors and snipped off a lock of my bound reflection's hair. I looked down in horror to see that a dump of hair had fallen to my feet, and as I looked up, it poised the scissors, ready to skewer my bound reflection's eyes. I screamed as it plunged them down, and the world became dark.